All right. Can we lighten things up a little bit here?
Yes.
Things have gone south for our Tigers, yes, for crying out loud. For the moment.
For the moment.
Still some baseball to go. Mm-hmm. Folks, please welcome to the album show an SNL alum and a very, very funny man, Tim Meadows. As a matter of fact, you remember him from this role.
Never in my 14 years as an educator have I seen such behavior. And from young ladies, I got parents calling me on the phone asking, did someone get shot? I ought to cancel your spring fling.
No!
Now, I'm not going to do that because we've already paid the DJ. But don't think that I'm not taking this book seriously. Coach Carr has fled school property. Miss Norberry has been accused of selling drugs. Now, what the young ladies in this grade need is an attitude makeover. And you're going to get it right now. I don't care how long it takes. I will keep you here all night.
We can't keep them past four.
I will keep you here until four.
Tim Meadows joins us now. Yeah. Timmy, how are you?
Hi. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much.
That was a good role for you.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yeah.
They're about 12 movies now. They have 12 Mean Girl movies, haven't they?
Well, let's just keep it low. It's only three.
You got more, though. Your character is so great at that.
Yeah, thank you. You know, I don't know, that role has, like, it's done a lot for my career, but it's also, like, it was the beginning of me playing teacher roles, like, for the next 15 years. I did the Goldbergs after that, which was, the character was basically the same. It was like, yeah, they saw me in a sweater vest, and they were like, we gotta have him. He'll do. Yes.
You are going to be in town, Tim, for the Comedy Caucus, which is going down October 12th at the Flagstar Strand Theater in Pontiac. Let me ask you, as you get ready for yet another set here, if you will, there's been a lot of stand-ups that have said, yeah, the climate of society these days, with a division politically and what have you, has gotten a little bit more difficult. Do you agree with that, or is it business as usual for you?
Well, I don't know. I guess it's a little bit different, but business as usual. Does that make sense? I don't know. I play all across the country, and political material I do, which I talk about all the candidates, it does well, you know? And I say it during my set, like the only time people get up or get upset is when they are, a Trump supporter. They're the only ones that get upset and will walk out of a show, you know. And I tell the audience, like, you know, I'm challenging you to, like, sit and take it, you know, because I talk about all the other candidates before. And so I challenge them. And most of the time people will make it, you know. It's surprising to me that people are, like, you know, get that upset about something. Because I don't care about anything that much that I would get up and leave a show that I paid to get into, you know. I think my money is more important than my, getting insulted by something.
And for those of people that don't know, you started right here. Matter of fact, when I started stand-up, one of your teachers was my teacher, and he used to always talk about Tim Meadows, and that was Jonathan Round back in the day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he would use you as Tim Meadows, I started with him. So, okay. That would be $10 more for the class because.
He owes me money if he was, I'm sure he used that a lot.
Well, you know, your picture on the poster was a little much, but that's okay.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. Yeah, I got my start doing improv in Detroit, man. And I was doing it for free. Doing it because I loved it, you know, and we ended up building like a little audience here in Detroit. Like people will come back and see our shows. Like it was called the Detroit Times Theater Company. Mm-hmm. And I see pictures of me in those days. And I'm just like, wow, I look so different. I look so much younger. And like I had a mustache and I was like, why was I wearing a mustache back in the 80s? You know, it's like I was just happy to have facial hair. You know, that period.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah!
I'm gonna shape this into something. I don't care what it is, mustache or whatever.
Let me get your thoughts, Timmy, on this. It's rather topical because Saturday Night Live just started their 50th season last month. You were involved, a big player there from 1991 through 2000. It seems as though, as the show has evolved and gone on, there's been a lot of players that have left. And then afterwards they said, you know what? It was such a mental deal that I was just jello, week in and week out. And I would imagine from a performer standpoint, Tim, that would get to be a little bit old. Are you in agreement? You've been out of it for a little bit, but you lived that life. You went through the grind. Is everything that some of these former folks are saying, is it true?
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, I think everybody's, experience is different. Mine wasn't like that. I understood what I got myself into, So yeah, there's a mental grind to it. There's a, you have to produce, but I used to think of it like this. There's only 20 shows a season. If I can get a sketch on 10, I'm doing great. I can get 5 out of 20, it's not too bad. I should still get ass back, but if I don't get anything on, then yeah, I'm going to be telling people that it was a mental gymnastic. So yeah, I think people that are successful on the show, they are because they love it. And, like I said, you sort of know, it shouldn't be any surprise now to people of the schedule and the things that can happen and the clicks and the blah, blah, blah. Cause like, it's all been documented. You know what I mean? So yeah, you can't. So I understand it, but like, that wasn't my experience.
Tim, having done 10 seasons of SNL, toward the end of the season, did you know automatically that you would be coming back the next time, or did you have to re-audition? How did that work?
The first few years, you have like, you start off with like a 5-year contract that can be, that's renewed every year by them. And the benefit for them is that if they don't want to bring you back, they don't have to. Mm-hmm. And if they are going to, then they already have a set amount that they're going to pay you. If you have a great season and they tell you you're going to come back, you still have the opportunity to negotiate a bigger contract because depending on how your season was, So that was the one benefit of it, but my experience was in the beginning, I was worried every season that the show ended, that I wasn't going to be asked back. But usually like Lauren or somebody would give you a little wink and go, yep, don't worry, I'll see you in September like that. But I got fired at one point.
Really?
Yeah, I got fired like my I think it was my fourth year or whatever when they fired Adam and Chris Farley and a bunch of people, and they fired me.
Crazy.
And then Lorne Michaels said that he wanted to bring me back. And NBC said, we'll bring you back as a writer. And Lorne called me and was like, listen, they want to bring you back as a writer. If they tell you that, say no. Because I'm going to bring you back as an actor.
Okay.
And so they came back and asked me to write, and I said no. And I was like, "Are you?" I was telling my own agent, "Like, I got to trust Lauren on this, man. I got to trust him." But like,
what a story.
Yeah, he stuck to his word, man. He brought me back as an actor, and then as a way of like cementing my job on the show as a performer, I used to write sketches that I wasn't even in. I just wrote to like. Produce,
right.
To make sure that I wasn't worried at the end of the season,
Wow. That's
all right. Well, Tim, sadly, we are out of time, but it was really a pleasure having this chat with
yes.
you.
Yes.
Well, where is he going to be?
He is going to be at the Comedy Caucus.
Yes.
An unforgettable evening is what we're told.
That's
at the Flagstar Strand Theater in beautiful Pontiac, supporting Gretchen Whitmer Fight Like Hell Pack. Tim Meadows joining us. And we certainly appreciate that, Tim.
Welcome home.
Yes, sir.
Thank you so much.